Tyler, we have name-dropped diffusion models so many times that it started to feel like one of our little elevator shafts. Also called just diffusion, same thing. We kept saying, someday we'll actually explain it. Apparently someday has cornered us.
Pippa Fair. And my week is now mostly staring at the same term until it stops looking like a word. So this is perfect. The clean intuition is take a photograph, slowly add static until it's pure noise, then train a model to run that movie backward.
That is already better than the haunted version. So the model is not sitting there with a blank canvas and heroically inventing a cat, a castle, or whatever. It's more like it starts with television static and keeps cleaning the frame.
Exactly. Keep that restoration room picture in your head. A diffusion model learns a sequence of tiny cleanup moves. One step might only make the image a little less noisy, but after many steps, those tiny moves can turn random noise into something coherent.
Right.
And that matters because image generation is a brutal problem if you ask for the whole thing at once. Every pixel has to agree with every other pixel. Diffusion breaks that into repeated, local, easier questions given this messy almost image. What noise should I remove next?
Messy almost image is also how I would describe half our episode outlines, but go on.
Sadly, no model has solved those, but for images, the training setup is beautifully direct. You start with real images, add random noise in controlled amounts, and ask the neural network to predict the noise that got added.
Yeah.
Quick prerequisite, because we should not use neural network cold. We did the deeper version in episode 633. But for right now, a neural network is a big adjustable pattern machine. It takes numbers in, runs them through layers of learned weights, and produces numbers out.
So in our restoration room, the neural network is the restorer. It looks at the damaged photo and says, I think this speckle pattern is junk. Remove that.
Yes. During training, it sees the damaged version, the type step, and sometimes extra instructions. The type step just means how far along the corruption process we are. Barely noisy images need one kind of cleanup. Almost pure static needs a much rougher guess.
HM.
The model's answer gets compared with the actual noise we added. That comparison is the loss function. We did loss functions in episode 688, but the quick gloss is, it's the score that tells training how wrong the model was.
Okay, Tyler, this is where people hear training and imagine the model being praised like a dog. But it's just math saying, your predicted noise was off by this much.
Right, and then gradient descent updates the weights to make that error smaller next time. Episode 677 was our proper gradient descent demystification, but the short version is local correction, nudge the numbers in the direction that reduces the loss.
Okay.
So the loop is corrupt a real image, ask the model what noise was added, score the miss, nudge the model. Do that across many images and many noise levels. Eventually, the model becomes good at denoising across the whole path, from almost clean to almost total static.
And then generation is the party trick. You start from random noise, not from a hidden real image. The model has learned so many cleanup moves that it can keep stepping towards something image-like.
Yes, with one subtlety. It's not recovering a specific original photo. It's sampling from a learned probability distribution, meaning it produces an image that fits the patterns it learned from training data and whatever condition you give it.
Oh, interesting.
Conditional probability is the load-bearing phrase there. We covered it in episode 671, but for this episode, it's the probability of one thing given another thing. In diffusion models, that often means the probability of a cleaner image given a noisier image, plus maybe a text prompt.
So when I type a glass greenhouse at dusk, the prompt is part of the condition. Every denoising step is being nudged toward images that fit that phrase, instead of just toward any plausible image.
That's the right product read. The prompt doesn't magically paste meaning onto the final image at the end. It participates during the cleanup process. The model keeps asking, given this noisy state and this condition, what should the next cleaner state look like?
I love when the answer is less wizard and more extremely persistent janitor.
Latent diffusion means the model denoises in a compressed representation instead of directly over every pixel. Think of it as restoring the compact blueprint of the image, then decoding that back into pixels. Same restoration room spine, smaller workbench.
Smaller workbench is dangerously close to us inventing furniture-based machine learning again.
We have done worse, but this is why stable diffusion became such a big practical reference point. It showed how powerful text-to-image diffusion could be in a more accessible ecosystem. DALL-E and Midjourney are the other obvious names people know from the product side.
And those comparisons are still current. DALL-E Stable Diffusion and Midjourney are the names regular users and creative teams keep running into. Different trade-offs, different interfaces, but the underlying denoising idea is why the category got so usable.
There are also variants that stretch the idea. In painting is image editing. Keep part of the image fixed and denoise the missing or masked region so it blends. Classifier-free guidance is a control trick where the model compares a prompted direction with an unprompted one and pushes harder toward the prompt. That guidance part is powerful, but still a little messy. Recent work keeps poking at stability and spatial inconsistency, which is a fancy way of saying stronger prompt obedience can come with weird side effects. More control is not automatically cleaner control.
Product teams everywhere just felt that in their deployment dashboards.
And this is where your optimism deserves a boundary.
Rude, accurate.
Diffusion is great when the object can be improved gradually. Images fit that beautifully because noise and detail live on a smooth-ish path. But fine control is hard. Text in images, exact layouts, consistent identities across frames, physical continuity in video. Those are places where step-by-step denoising can still drift.
That drift is the user-facing pain. If I ask for one logo placement, one hand position, one product shot that has to match a brand guide, pretty close stops being magical and starts being review work.
Right.
And we have looked at more researchy versions of this, too. That self-correcting coupled Markov jump processes paper was basically trying to tie understanding and generation together more tightly. The mass discrete diffusion high-resolution image work was another reminder that diffusion isn't only blurred photo gets less blurry.
Yes. The general pattern is corruption and reversal, but the thing being corrupted can change. Pixels are the easiest mental model. Masks, discrete image tokens, or other representations can also be part of the setup, depending on the system.
And then there was the Nemotron 2 Tower 30 billion one we went through, where your reaction was basically mechanism real, marketing volume slightly loud.
That was my legally safe facial expression, yes. It fit our old Nemotron rule, if the speed or quality trade-off is honestly described, I can respect weird mechanisms. Diffusion style generation outside classic images is interesting as long as nobody pretends it erased the cost curve.
Where does that leave diffusion models now? Because I don't want someone walking away thinking this was a 2022 museum exhibit with prettier screenshots.
For images, still core, no fake obituary. Stable diffusion, variants, DALE, Midjourney style products, and a lot of editing workflows still revolve around this denoising paradigm. For video and audio, the field is actively using diffusion ideas too, alongside other machinery, especially as systems push longer clips and synchronized sound.
So the current fight is not did diffusion matter? It's more can you make it fast enough, controllable enough, and cheap enough that people stop feeling the machinery underneath?
Yeah, and acceleration is the live engineering pressure. Fewer denoising steps without wrecking quality. Better guidance without artifacts, compressed representations that save compute. The concept is not displaced. It's buried inside products that would rather show you a prompt box than 100 cleanup passes.
The one thing I want to make sure stuck is the direction of the trick. Training ruins real examples on purpose. Generation starts from ruin and applies the learned cleanup path back towards something coherent.
starts from ruin is bleak even for me, and I am allegedly the pessimistic one.
Episode 836. Tyler finds optimism in static. I'm putting that next to the infrastructure t-shirt you still owe me.